Okay, Rabbeinu, I'm ready for this. You know, you gave me my malchus, my shlichus, and you were just about to tell me how it could be miskayim, how it can really just stick with me. Because I was explaining how I can't do this alone. I'm feeling, this weight of like, I have a malchus now, and I want to hold on to it, and I want to live with it. But it's so easy to forget and to fall back into the same pattern of believing that I'm just a regular guy, like, any person in the world. I have a body and my non-Jewish coworker has a body. Like, we're the same things. I'm married, they're married, or I'm trying to live a certain way, they're trying to live a certain way. We're trying to be good people. I'm saying I fall into this pattern of thinking I'm a regular person, like anyone else. I need this guidance about how I can, really, really live with it. Right, so that's where we ended off. So I was explaining how there's a person who, even though it doesn't appear that they have a malchus on anyone, but Be'ez Kasia, that under it all, that the ultimate truth is that they're Moshe al kol hador v'afilu al kol tzadikei hador. Right? And I'm talking about myself as the tzaddik emes. I have the ability to constantly shine to you, and this is what I'm working on, yoimam v'layla, day and night. Right? That even though I'm not beguf, even though I'm not in a physical body, but tzaddikim b'misasim kriim chayim, is that I'm constantly working day and night to be able to remind you and to shine to you. And I gave you the sefer, Likutei Moran, and I gave you all of my svarim and all of my advice. And the more that you work and attempt to stay on this path and to hear what I have to say, the less likely you are to forget about your malchus, about the fact that you have a shlichus, a personal, very original shlichus in the world. So just hang on to me, stay in the palace, recognize that you have a helper, recognize that you have someone like me who's there to make it easy for you, specifically easy. I'm here to give you an easy path in life. Oh, wow. I didn't realize what I was signing up for. Meaning, right? And everyone was saying, Breslov this, Breslov that. Like, I heard this year, it was more of like a psychological take and simcha and seeing good and seeing nekudas tovos. But you're giving me this new angle where it's, not only is it like a psychological, encouragement and these little tools of living healthier, mentally, but you're telling me that you're doing this for me and that you're helping me along, where it's not just like when I'm listening to the shiur. No, it could be, meaning, correct me if I'm wrong, but it could be that I'm, I don't know, in the city in Manhattan at my job, or with my family on a Thursday night, in a restaurant somewhere, but you're able to still shine on to me? Is that what you're telling me? That's exactly what I'm telling you. And not just when you're in the city at work, and that's true, but also when you're doing mitzvahs. I'm there to remind you what it means to give a pruta to tzedakah, that this is your shlichus, that you have a job right now in the world to find Hashem in everything that you're doing. When you're walking in the street, I'm there. Even when you've fallen into incredibly low places, I'm there to remind you that even in that place, you have a job. You have a job in that place as well. And certainly when you're learning Torah, you have a job not to learn, for no reason, or to even know the Gemara or know the Zohar HaKadosh, or no, you're learning to become closer to Hashem. This is our shlichus in the world. Our shlichus to be miskariv, to come closer to Hashem with everything that we do. To build our emunah out. Okay. I'm so happy. This is really opening things up for me. It's a little bit difficult in the sense that, you know, it's not such a it's not tangible. I mean, I don't see you. It's not an app on my phone. I don't have like a Rabbeinu app on my phone that's kind of like buzzing to me like, remember Hashem. It's this concept. It's a spiritual concept. No. It's not a concept, Yankala. Not a concept. It's reality. It's more real and more true than your hands and your face and your nose. What's more real is that I'm involved in your life. I have the ability, because of what I've done in my life and the work that I've done in my life, to be poiled by Hashem, to speak with the Rabbeinu Shalom constantly, to awaken, to be able to awaken in you thoughts that are thoughts of emunah, thoughts of strength, that I'm a melech. I'm able to give you that ability to know you're a melech. You're a melech, Yankala. You're a melech. You have the ability to serve Hashem right now, to give the king of the world nachas ruach. Okay? I hear you. It's not a concept. I got it. It's not a concept. Fine. So, okay, do I have the secret? Like, this is it? We're good to go? Like, is this the end of the Torah, end of our sessions? No, Yanka, let's move on. Let's go into the next room, because there are problems that occur. Like, I'm able to give you this treatment, but I'm also going to be able to, you know, guide you and to warn you about how to avoid the pitfalls. I'm going to tell you now, as we enter this next room, what the biggest stumbling block to having your malchus is, to becoming an Eved Hashem, to being a person in the world. V'tzorech kol echad. Let's start in Oz Beis. Tzorech kol echad levli leshtamish in bechinos hamalchus sheyesh lo lehanaso uletzarko shalotia bechinos hamalchus etzlo ke'eved lemalas tavoso. So, as a person understands that they have a malchus, that they have this shlichus in their life, they're given a specific job in the world, they might fall into this trap of using a malchus for their own hana, for their own need, for their own pleasure. Which means to say, Yankala, that when we get into Avodas Hashem, when we get into trying to be a person who's remembering the Rabbeinu Shalom and living with Emunah, we start to get ritzonos, desires. We want things to be a certain way. We create, for whatever reason, we create this mold of what things are supposed to look like. In our home, in our Avodas Hashem. And once we do that, this is what it means to use your malchus for your own hana, for your own need. I mean, you have a need. That's the biggest problem. The biggest problem is when you, for one moment, think about what you need right now. That's the biggest pitfall. Okay, it sounds a little bit radical. I need like a more clarity, like you know, even you, Rabbeinu, say, like, Iker is the Ratzon, or, you know, you give me all these Ratzonos, as Bodil is this, and learning this, and, you know, you have a Derech HaLimud of how to learn, and I need you to clarify for me more. What does it mean that having any desires is my pitfall, is my stumbling block? Okay, I'm going to explain, but let me just continue for 1 second, and through that I'll try and explain. Rak shetia b'chinas ha-malchus b'chinas ben-chorin. B'chinas ashrich eretz shemalkich ben-chorin. Sh'amalchus yetzlecha ben-chorin levli l'shtamish bo'la nascha. So, what I'm trying to tell you is that you need to free your malchus. Your malchus should be a ben-chorin. What does that mean? What does that mean, Yankala? Let's try and enter into to form this room to see the beauty of this palace, because here is really the secret to living with Hashem, to living with Yishuv Hadas, essentially. To not having to hide from ourselves all the time and hide from the world and hide from Hashem. You see, when a person is in the world and they have a body, and especially when they become an Eved Hashem, they immediately build up this desire and ratzon for something. Whereas the whole idea of Malchus in its true form, as a Ben Chorin, Malchus freed, the freedom of Malchus, is when we have zero ritzonos at all. I don't want anything, not beruchnius, not begashmius. I want to accept the way Hashem is running my life. Whether it's a balagan at home and the kids and you're stuck in your house all day, or it's that you have a certain ability in learning and you don't have this ability that you wanted. I wanted to be able to learn a certain way and to know a certain thing, and I wanted to be that guy or this thing. This hides everything from you. The second you have one desire, that's it. Your malchus is trapped. It's not a ben chorin, and you're buried. You're buried. You have no life. You're not alive. Our job is to find Hashem in whatever is going on in our life right now. You're in the pharmacy, you're online to pick up medication. Be a melech. Be makabel that this is where Hashem wants you to be. And not just this like passive acceptance of like, okay, this is where Hashem wants me to be. Nah, yada, yada. Like, this is what my rakezet told me to think about. This is what my Rebbe and Yeshiva told me to think about. This is what a shir I heard told me to say. No. You are being mamlech Hashem in this place. The whole Bria was created for you to be Mamlech Hashem in whatever place that you're in. It's the ultimate Nachas of Hashem. Whew. Okay, you're telling me now it's the ultimate Nachas of Hashem, but I do have this Natiya of like, you know, I fall into these, I hear these Shirim, and I hear that, okay, if it's what Hashem wanted for you, you know. And then it's not really mechayami. Like, I remember it and I try to hang on to it, but it's not really mechayami. Like, I'm going through something tough. Well, no, this is exactly what I'm trying to bring out, is that you have to free up your malchus. No, because you're still there. You still want something different there. You still want things to be different at all. One thing, one little detail, you want to be different. It can't be that way. That's not malchus. That's not having a malchus. That's already using your malchus for your need. You are ki'ilu no better than Hashem. Hashem, and it needs to be different. No, exactly what's going on is what Hashem wanted, which means that Hashem is present there with you right now. There's nothing blocking Hashem's presence with you, and He's in that place with you. He's in that place with you. And listen in that place. Hear the incredible nachas that Hashem is having from you right now. Nothing is hiding that reality. What hides the reality of Hashem is when you don't free up your malchus, when you trap your malchus with your own needs. And this exists in Torah and Tefillah also. This exists in Torah and Tefillah also. And then you can't see Gedulas Hashem. Once you free up your malchus, you start to see. Because you leave yourself, stop thinking about yourself, then you start to see Hashem's in the world, Hashem's in the actual Bria. Hashem is in the sun. There's no sun. Your job, you wake up in the morning, you see the sun, don't see it as Stam, you have a Malchus, see the sun as Ashkochas Hashem. The birds are chirping, listen, hear the Malchus of Hashem. But the second you have a thought about yourself, like, oh no, I'm late, or oh, I wish I had more money, or oh, I wish I had less money, or meaning this guy was stopping to bother me and hack me up for tzedakah all day. Or I wish I was the Baal Shem Tov at this point. Like, I'm already 23. Like, why am I not at the Tzaddik Ador already? Why am I not, like, recognized for all of my achievements and accomplishments? No, you're laughing, Yankala, but, like, I'm trying to bring out this point. I'm with the extremity of, like, having your Malchus is about being free, freeing it up. And being free means not having any tzorich, bichlal. This is how Hashem wants me to live my life. This is how I'm going to live my life. Look in Sicha Saran. No, I think I've seen that Sicha. Sicha Beis, about just throwing everything onto into Hashem in the morning. Yeah, exactly, Judah. This is Yankala. Exactly, Yankala. This is what I'm doing. I'm throwing everything on to Hashem. When you're connected to me, you're able to start to open up your eyes and see the world for what it is. It's not empty. It's not stam. It's filled with emuna. It's only when you're stuck in you're trapping up your malchus, do you walk around the world like it's nothing, like it's this empty place, which makes you vulnerable to the feelings and emotions of, you know, the lower part of feelings and emotions, sadness and brokenness. And then, like, step after step, like, a little starts off like a little broken, like a little bit like, ah, oh, I wish it could have been, or ah, man, like, why did today turn out the way that it did? And then it goes further, you know, and you start to get really torn up about something. Ah, my friend said that to me. Why did my friend say that to me? No, your friend didn't say anything to you. Hashem is manning exactly the way it has to be. That's what it means to free up your malchus. The malchus should be a ben chorin. And then you have yeshiva das. You're free. You're living a life of openness, freedom. You're a ben chorin. You're free to live with Hashem. And then nothing can be mafriya you. Nothing can shter you. Wow. That's an exhale. I'm going to try not to ask questions and to question myself. I'm really just trying as a Talmud to accept what you're telling me. Like, just to be okay with it. To be okay with living like this. Like, it sounds like hefker. Of course, you know, everyone, myself included, I'm so inclined to ask you and to question it and to shoot it down and to be like, that's Hefkerville, like I want it to be this way, you don't care about anything, no, that's right, you don't care about anything, Yankala, nothing. You care about being Mamluch Hashem, you care about one thing, being Mamluch Hashem on what's happening in your life. And if at this moment you have time for Limud HaTorah, Shmir says, man, use your time properly, but not in a way of lachatz of, okay, Shmir says, man, I have to learn. No, be Mamluch Hashem. Every Mishnah you learn, be Mamluch Hashem. You have a shlichus. You have a shlichus to be Mamluch Hashem in every moment. And Yankel, I like what you're saying, that you just want to accept it, because the tev of a person is so strong to not want to accept living with Yeshiva Das. No, I get that very much. Yeah. As a regular, meaning I'm not you, Rabbeinu. I'm Yankala. Right? I'm the Talmud. I'm constantly falling. And in those small moments, I feel like it's almost like a status symbol to be lachutz, to be nervous, to be worried, to be upset, to be exhausted, ki'ilu, like, I'm a successful person now. And I want to be done with it. I want to accept that, you know, I'm a melech. I'm a melech. That I'm able to live as a ben chorin, Yeshua Das. I really can. So what's next? Okay, fine. So now I'm a ben chorin. I have my malchus. I know my whole avoda in the world is to not trap my malchus in my own hana and my own sorech, my own pleasure for something ki'ilu that will give me pleasure. Ki'ilu, I need that specific thing. So what's next? You know, what's another way I can hold on to this? Because I'm hearing you. I just want, you know, let's go deeper. I'm here. I'm in the palace. Like, show me the gold. Show me the next room. All right. Judah also just recognized now that I'm able, as we move along the palace, you know, to almost simultaneously or from one moment to the next, to take you up to the highest floors, and then to take you all the way down into the cellar. To remind you that having a malchus means, you know, that there's a beer of nitzotzis in every single thing. You know, these are the higher floors, the higher concepts. We're able, you know, when you become more aware of what's actually happening to you, and you start to learn and learn the Kutei Lachos, and to realize that every single thing in the world is mixed good and evil, which is your shlichus in the world, to be mevar the toiv min hara and everything, and to, you know, in other terms, be mevar nitzotzis from everything, then you're living a shlichus of every second of every machshava, being mevar toiv min hara, tamid bal shem tov, or living, you know, every single machshava, mevar toiv min hara. They realize their malchus in every word and every dumb conversation they had. It wasn't a dumb conversation. It was a new yichud with Hashem. It was a new yichud with Hashem, a new place for them to be mamluch Hashem. It's the higher floors. It's also, it's incredibly, incredibly simple, which is if you made a bracha, make a bracha in a way where the malchus is a ben chorin, where you're not trapping up your bracha in all these expectations of how it should have been. And then, you know, and not even just after the fact thinking, oh, it should have been better. But no, even, you know, these preconceived notions of what a bracha really is, and just like knowing that you're not that. It's because you're trapped. Free it up. You are chashiv in the eyes of Hashem. You are part of Malchus Hashem. So free it up. That bracha, that mitzvah that you're doing, lighting Neros Shabbos, every kapitel Tehillim you're saying, do it in a way of being Mamluch Hashem, of knowing how chashev it is in the eyes of Hashem. Wow. It's too easy. Okay. So let's dive in. You asked, let's continue into the palace. V'zeh b'chinas Mordechai, b'chinas Mor Deror, she'amorus, haynu hamalchus, right, this is a b'china of Mordechai, which is in Targum called Mor Deror. The Gemara says it's Mordechai, b'china of Mordechai. Mor Deror means the morus, meaning malchus. The morus is a lashon of malchus. Yesh la dror v'cheirus, dror means freedom, cheirus. That's Mordechai. Shaloi l'shtamish bala nasu l'tzarkoi. Ki im l'Hashem yizborach. B'chinas v'haysa l'Hashem ha'melucha. And Yankel, when a person gets to this place of v'haysa l'Hashem ha'melucha, then the world is just alive. It's a living, breathing organism. It's not just dead space wherever you look. It's v'haysa l'Hashem ha'melucha. Plant life, inanimate objects are breathing. They're being filled with the breath of Hashem. V'haysal Hashem ha'melucha. Every blade of grass, every tree that you see, every single thing of beauty in the world is to remind you of the beauty that Hashem and the beauty and the delight that Hashem has in you. All the animals and the birds that you see, the animal kingdom, every person in your building that you live in, every thought that they have, every word that they say, every action that they're doing, everything that's going on in their life. Not to mention the city that you're in and the state and the country and the continent, people upon people upon people. It's all V'haysel Hashem HaMalucha. The way that we get there is with Mordechai. So we listen to the voice of Mordechai calling out to us. Calling out to us. Yankalo, you know, in this situation, you're Esther, you're in Malchus HaRisha of Pesach HaShverosh, the Melech HaRasha. And Mordechai's there whispering to you every moment that you have a shlichus, even in the lowest place, even in Pesach HaShverosh. Mordechai's there to remind you to free up your malchus, to know Hashem sent you to this place. And again, this is not chizik, Yankala. I know you're sitting there, you know, you have this face, you can't decide whether or not, like, I'm just tricking you, right? No, that's exactly what I'm thinking, like, like, I can't even begin to explain to you, Rabbeinu, like, how actually simple I am. Like, I don't really, like, I watch YouTube and, like, sometimes I'm, like, just down to kill time. Like, I'll watch a TV show or Motzei Shabbos, I'll put, like, the office on. Like, I don't know, like, I do these regular things that regular people do. Like, I'm not, like, Yerushalmi Kodesh, who's, like, every day in the mikvah and morning Seder, night Seder. Like, I do try. But I can't begin to explain to you how, like, regular I am. Like, it almost feels like you're tricking me. Like, no, so then if you are doing that, the problem with what you're saying, Yankala, is that you're doing that stuff without being Mamluch Hashem. That's an issue. You've trapped up your malchus. You have this understanding of, you know, I see from what you're telling me, you have an understanding of what holiness looks like. That's the problem. That's what it means to use malchus la'nasu l'tzarko, is that you already in your head, you know, took yourself off the list. You went to the king and you said, it's not me, it's not for me. It's, but, you know, go to this guy. This guy has all the goods. I'm a regular guy. I don't know, less than a regular guy, a little bit more than a regular guy sometimes. That's the main problem. Get rid of all of your preconceived notions about what holiness looks like and start to be Mamluch Hashem on everything that you're doing and every single thing. And I'm not tricking you. I don't know what else to tell you. Right, like a friend of mine once told me, he once said, I once said to my friend who was trying to be mechazik me, I said to him, you know, it's easy for you to say. My friend responded, like, yeah, that's why I'm saying it. Like, that's why you have me in your life. For you, it's just hard to say. But, you know, I'm here to tell you exactly what's hard for you to say and give you this easiness in your life. It's easy for you to say. Yeah, it's easy for me to say, exactly. Ah, I like that. Yankala, it's beautiful. Beautiful, easy, like Ben Choren implies certain easiness, like to be free, it's easy, it's light, it's easy for you to say, it's just listen to Mordechai, it was freeing up your malchus. So v'chayisul Hashem mamlucha, t'haynu l'shtamishem mamalchus l'avoydus Hashem yisborach, t'haynu l'hazir, so we'll stop here, we're entering into a new room, and before we enter, I want to stop. Yankov, if there's anything else that you want to delve into now, you know, by all means, I'm all yours. Appreciate that. Appreciate the space. Well, yeah, like if we're closing the safer now, like how, you know, standing with you, sitting, you know, speaking this out, being in the palace itself is it's so easy, it's shining, it's beautiful, I feel the chashivas of it, like I'm feeling that my life is, you know, outside of this palace is just bland and boring. Like I want everything, I want to bring my life into this palace and to live in this palace, but like, you know, we're going to close the Sefer now, we're going to stop schmoozing now, I'm going to go home, like what's the move here? Oh, beautiful. I love that question. I love that question. So, you know, I'm pretty much a dog that could do one trick. I'm a one trick wonder. Like I have one prescription for all of this, for all of this stuff. This question pretty much has one answer, essentially. But if you go home now, like just do esbodlus or just speak Tashem. Open up your mouth, Yankala. Put your phone outside of the room and just dive in deep with Hashem about your malchus. Really, really clarify your shlichus with Hashem. Go to the noisin hashlichus, the noisin haTorah. Go to Hashem and receive that little packet with your shlichus on it every single day. And every day is going to be a different shlichus. One day you're going to go into Iran, this like secret mission where you have to end up in some decrepit place in Siberia or something. One day you're going to be able to sit and learn all day. But wherever you're going to go, you need to spend that time just working out that shlichus with Hashem. Kodim, Hashem, I know I'm chashiv in your eyes. I know I'm chashiv in your eyes. I have all of these ritzonos. I have all of these desires. All of these things that I think will give me pleasure. Goals that I think I have to reach that will that I'll be able to validate myself. Help me just get rid of all of that and just accept this tick, this binder with your shlichas on it, to be mamlech you in my life, to start to believe in my life, to believe that you're with me everywhere I go, and when I don't see you, not to give up, but just to know Adarabba that I felt in order to create this new place for you, to be mamlech you again, Hashem. And if you do that, Yankala, then as you move through life and as you grow older, You'll start to see, you know, you'll start to realize that this is the main thing. This is the main thing. Just clarifying your place, your shlichus with Hashem. And then also, you know, being mekayim, believing in what we've learned here. Like, this is the test. Closing the Sefer is the test. Bitula shel Torah hi kiyuma. Once we stop learning, you can start actually being mekayim, the Torah. Right? And again, you're not alone. You're with me. I'm there to remind you. I'm Bechinas Mordechai. I'm Moishel al Kola Olam Kulo. Everything is Nichne under me. Everything in the world. Every person and everything and every tzaddik and every piece of Torah that you learn, just find my light there. The light of Yeshua Das, of being a Ben Chorin. Okay, marching orders. I appreciate that. Really just give me that practical, you know, practical takeaway. Okay, until next time, Yankala, I love you very much, and I'm there with you. I love you, Rabbeinu, and, you know, we'll see each other soon.